Welcome back to the fourth and final segment of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on Atlanta's own The Answer, AM 920. In this segment in our neighborhood spotlight, we're featuring Woodlands and Woodstock. How do you slim down your wallet, make sure you're not keeping things in there that if you lose your wallet, you'd wish you had not had those things in your wallet? And then, believe it or not, there is a best week of the entire year to list your home. If you want to learn which week that is, then you definitely want to stay tuned. We want to connect with you, and it is simple. Go to gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can push back. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can share your ideas with us. You can ask us to do some additional research on your neighborhood and include your neighborhood in our neighborhood spotlight to help you and other owners in the neighborhood understand whether or not you have a particular advantage, and you can subscribe to our podcast. Without further ado, let's jump into our neighborhood spotlight. Each week, we pick one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood, call out critical changes to help you know as learn as a homeowner whether or not you have a particular advantage when it comes to selling your home. This week, we're featuring Woodlands. It's if you take 575 North to exit 7, take a right onto Highway 92. The neighborhood is on the left. Woodlands is a master planned community in Woodstock. It includes five subsections: the courts, the enclave, the glens, the park, and the views. The amenities include a swimming pool and water slide. A second pool is located in the views neighborhood. There is a playground, there are tennis courts, there is pickleball courts, a sand volleyball court, and basketball courts. A point of pride for the community is the Woodlands Nature Trails, consisting of over 2 miles of trails woven through the property to soccer fields and alongside kayak launch on the little river. The trail came about through a citizen-based planning process, the Green Prince Alliance. The focus of the plan was to use the miles of riparian and natural corridors in the Woodstock area to lay out a 60-plus mile network of multi-use trails connecting present and future green spaces and providing a different mode of travel within the city. The community is conveniently located on Highway 92, as we mentioned, near the intersection of 575. It is also close to food, festivals, entertainment, etc. in downtown Woodstock, 15 minutes, and historic Roswell, which is pretty amazing too, which is only 20 minutes. Let's talk about what's been happening in the neighborhood over the last 3 years. In 2021, we believe there's about 1,000 homes in the neighborhood. You take all the different sections together. In 2021, there were 51 homes that sold. They took an average of 12 days from listing to contract. The average sales price was $398,284. Ranged from a low of $299,000 up to $525,000. In 2022, home sales dropped from 51 to 24, and they took an average of 11 days from listing to contract. The average sales price increased almost $100,000. To $494,017. They range from a low of $370,000 to a high of $625,000. In 2023, there were 26 homes that sold. They took an average of 9 days. Unusual for the days on the market in 2023 to be less than 2022 and 2021. For those of you who listen to the neighborhood spotlight regularly, you know that in most cases, it took more time to sell a home in 2023. The elementary school for the neighborhood is Little River, the middle school is Mill Creek, and the high school is River Ridge. There are currently 3 homes listed for sale in the neighborhood. In the last 365 days, 26 homes have sold, which means there is 1.38 months worth of inventory in the neighborhood. The average list price in the neighborhood is $464,000, which ranges from a low of $456 to a high of $474. My guess is those 3 homes are going to go in about 1.38 months. When you have less than 4 months worth of inventory, it is a seller's market. When you have 4 and 5 months worth of inventory, it is a balanced market. When you have more than 5 months worth of inventory, it is a buyer's market. And it's important, by the way, when you're selling or buying, for you to understand the nature of inventory in your local market. If you are searching for a home for sale and you're using commonly visited real estate search portals online and you're not finding what you're looking for, it could be that you're searching on the wrong website. Atlanta has a little bit of an anomaly. We have two listing services. Neither of the listing services are associated with the local boards of realtors, which is, first of all, unusual. And number two, those multiple listing services have overlapping service areas. So, for example, in Gwinnett County, you can list a home in the multiple listing service or the first multiple listing service. If you want to make sure that you are finding all of the listings available for your consideration in Metro Atlanta, go to suremls.com, suremls.com, suremls.com. If you're looking for someone who can really help you find a property, I will tell you, our buyer's agents, they know more about searching for properties and finding properties for people who are not able to find them on their own. And you can reach one of our agents by going to gogaddisradio.com and say, hey, Cleve, hook me up with one of your best agents. Be happy to meet with you myself. In fact, I would love that. Or you can call 770-497-0000. I can't even remember when the last time I lost my wallet was, but I do remember a couple of times when I was younger losing it. It was a pretty awful experience. It was a mess, and getting a new driver's license and replacing credit cards and stuff like that. Have you ever lost yours and then gotten a real sick feeling when you realize something very, very important was missing with your wallet? John in Houston says he left his wallet in the grocery store cart last week. What a shame. My girlfriend Tammy Slay has done that not too in the distant past. And I thought I was going to get sick when I realized that fortunately someone returned it to the store manager. What items should never be put in a wallet? And this is really good from a credit standpoint, because you don't want your credit to get ruined. The things that you should not keep in your wallet are, number one, your Social Security card. I remember when I got my driver's license in the state of Georgia, I didn't need to keep my Social Security card in my wallet because my Social Security number was my driver's license number. Can you imagine? They say you shouldn't keep checks in your wallet either. They say you should not keep any more credit cards than you absolutely need. If you only need three, then don't keep five or six or seven credit cards in there. Don't keep receipts. Clever thieves can use the information on receipts to figure out what store you shop at and when you normally go. So then maybe they go at the same time you go and nobody is suspicious. Do not keep a password and a PIN list. I'm not even sure why they have to include this here, but writing passwords and PINs down in one place is a helpful way to remember them. And a piece of paper can't be hacked. Just don't keep that piece of paper in your wallet. Some people keep a spare house key. That's not a good idea. If your wallet has your driver's license and there's also a spare house key in your wallet, you're letting the thieves know where you live. And then don't keep your birth certificate. It's a trusted document for verifying your identity. So if you want to store it in a wallet, I mean, it makes sense. But you shouldn't store it in a wallet. Whoever winds up with your wallet is a step closer to stealing your identity. Fortunately, my name is unusual, Cleveland Gaddis. There's not a whole lot of Cleveland Gaddises out there. And I tend to keep all of my credit files locked down all the time. I don't know if you're listening, if you do that, but I think it's a great thing to do. So I don't know what it's like to have my identity stolen, but I know a few people who have had their identity stolen, and it was a mess. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months to a year, we want you to be confident in the options you have available. We invite you to participate in our seller confidence plan where you know your options. We want you to talk to us before listing your home with anyone else. Go to 770 or call 770-497-0000 and tell us you're thinking of listing your home and you want to get our opinion on the options you have for selling your home, and all at no cost and with no obligation. We will take you through our seller confidence plan and help you have the confidence to make the right decision for you as you move forward. My guess is there's many of you in Metro Atlanta who are thinking about making a move. In some cases, your home might be already ready to list, maybe today or tomorrow. And some say this next week is the sweet spot for listing a home. Brittany in Buford asks if she missed out on the best time to sell. And I think the answer is no. A Realtor.com study looked at housing market trends over the past several years, with the exception of 2020, since it was an unusual year. And they determined that this year, the week of April the 14th through the 20th, is the best time for you to list your home. If sellers want to see lots of interest in their home, sell quickly, and pocket some extra cash. We know that the spring market is a great time to sell no matter the week. This may be the peak sweet spot. The third week of April brings the best combination of housing market factors for sellers. This week offers higher buyer demand, lower competition from other sellers, and fewer price reductions than the typical week of the year. If you want to get in on the action, you'll need to move quickly and lean on the pros, your local real estate professional. And we hope that you might be interested in working with a member of the Modern Traditions Realty Group. Is the perfect go-to for you. We'll be able to offer advice to balance your target listing date with what you'll need to do from a repair and renovation standpoint. They can also walk you through exactly how to prioritize your list. You won't have time for major renovations, so focus on quick repairs that address things that could potentially deter a potential buyer. My name is Cleve Gaddis. You've listened to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. Long story short, we don't want you learning anything at closing or after that you should have learned before. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Have a great week, Atlanta.